Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 12th day of November 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. Alan Watt to break down the mass mind control going on with the staged election of 2008 will join us from Canada. Then Gary Franchi, who's heading up the Get Rid of the Fed, Abolish the Fed movement nationwide with demonstrations for the 22nd of November at every private Federal Reserve branch across the country. By the way, I have a clip of Alan Greenspan admitting that the Federal Reserve basically runs everything and is beholden to no one. Ralph Nader will also be joining us today to talk about what's happening with the whole takeover by the private banks, the corporate looting, the heist that is intensifying. And then Larry Pratt will join us for the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to talk more about record gun sales, all-time records broken nationwide. So Alan Watt, Gary Franchi, Ralph Nader, and Larry Pratt today right here on the GCN Radio Network. In the meantime, there's a great story, a very informative, by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com, dealing with more information emerging about Barack Obama's youth brigades, his civilian defense corps, his national draft. And we not only have his own statements and his chief of staff statements admitting it'll be mandatory and that it'll affect basically even the elderly up to their 70s will be, quote, required to slave and to learn what it is to be an American, to be reeducated, to learn how to spy on their neighbors. I mean, you can't make this up. Well, it turns out back in 96, Rahm Emanuel, who engineered the big Democratic takeover in the House and, of course, kept the war going, that was what his stated job was to defeat anti-war Democrats, you know, real liberals. He talked to, well, several newspapers, but a new one has emerged with the New York Daily News. It's during a cocktail party being recorded, so the audio is a bit, well, it's pretty good audio. It's just there's a lot of clinking of glasses and jazz playing in the background. And he basically restates word for word everything that's in his book and everything that was on change.gov. Now it's a government site, the president's transition site. And the Obama Kool-Aid drinkers are behaving just like Bush Kool-Aid drinkers. When we posted the fact last Friday, and then it got picked up all over the nation by other blogs, that his website was calling for mandatory military service and mandatory domestic squads, which is just a continuation of the Clinton and Bush policies, just now with a different spin on it. They went on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com stories about it that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson wrote and said it wasn't true and said we were liars. And then, I guess, to match that with their delusional reality, reality was edited or the matrix was altered, and it was memory-holed, and every major page of change.gov was altered, including the lines about it being mandatory. But Google Cache, the Wayback Machine, and other sites that save the web, they at least say prominent sites, we were able to get that, and they accused us in that article and on liberal blogs where they posted our story of manufacturing the screenshots. I mean, look, come on. Why are you willfully delusional? Why don't you admit that that slavery is in vogue now and that a black face is bringing it to America and that he's a front man and that he's a puppet? No, instead, you're going to deny everything, just like George Bush supporters did. I've had them come up to me in a gun shop and say, you're lying about him supporting the assault weapons ban, you know, with Bush. And I just don't even argue with them. I go, just fine, I'm lying. Just believe whatever you want. We'll be right back with this and a lot more. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just in case you joined us, Alan Watts coming up in 52 minutes, Gary Franchi of In the Fed National Protest, Ralph Nader, and Larry Pratt today. That is our eclectic and truly thought-provoking and diverse panel that we'll be speaking with today. We are going to cover a host of other issues as well, namely the banking takeover part deuce. Part two that we're now going to be witnessing, and I on the treadmill today watched 35-plus minutes of Henry Paulson's press conference. All lies, all deceit, all spin, just everything was complete lies if you actually spend any time studying what they're saying and doing. So I want to get into Paulson as well. I've got a bunch of other GMO news. They have studied universities, industry, the companies themselves like Monsanto and ConAgra and others. They have studied their own GMO foods, and every major GMO that is cross-species gene-spliced food has a sterilizing effect on the males and females that eat it. Just across the board, it hurts all life forms. Hurts mammals, hurts insects. And it's a whole bunch of German and British and Dutch and Chinese studies out that just one particular type, but it's grown all over the world. And it just so happens wherever you have corn growth belts, you find that corn being grown, that's where you'll have total bee die out. 2 billion bees died this year alone in England. That was most of their bees. It is the GMO corn that that produces a pesticide in the plant itself so bugs don't eat it. Hey, what a great system. It just so happens that most types of insects, grasshoppers, weevils, things like that, they won't eat the poisoned corn, but honeybees will. So the honeybee comes by and gets some pollen off the pollinating corn, and bye-bye honeybee. But it's not just the honeybees. You may not care about the honeybees. You can sit back and laugh and giggle and snicker about it, but you had better care about your own reproductive system. And by the way, that's just on that level. The association of GMO with diabetes in the rat and guinea pig and rabbit studies and monkey studies, primate studies, the association with cancers, with gastrointestinal disorders. I mean, all of these things are off the charts now, thousands of percentile in increases. And, you know, if that doesn't get you, the fluoride does. And if that doesn't get you, the mercury does. And if that doesn't get you, the barium salts and aluminum dioxide being sprayed, now admitted in a worldwide weather modification program to save the earth from climate change. That's just the cover. That's what they tell the well-meaning environmental wacko cultist or religious cult members that work at these facilities where they load the fuel with it. Oh, God help us. Meanwhile, they're about to start taxing the air we breathe and exhale, calling it a toxic waste. That'll absorb the entire legitimate environmental movement and make it all about regulating humans, controlling our industrial output. Obama's all over TV yesterday and today saying we've got to get our industry going again. When he is supported and his party is supported and his chief of staff is the guy that rammed through, he was the ramrodder. He was the honcho. That's why he's known as the pit bull. Rambo, on getting NAFTA rammed through. Remember Bill Clinton and Al Gore? Remember Al Gore making fun of Ross Perot and Larry King Live? And because Al Gore laughed at him, some of the public got fooled and said, oh, he laughed at him, and NAFTA must be good. But they would have you believe it fooled the public. It didn't. When that thing finally passed, what was it, 80-something percent of the public in the polls was against it? They don't care. So Barack Obama is running around saying he wants to get our industry going again. Do you know what a carbon tax is going to do? Do you know what cap and trade is going to do? You know an attack on the coal plants? All these fools go, good, those rich, evil coal companies, they deserve to go out of business. I hope Obama bankrupts them. Yeah. Oh, really? About 50%, 49% is the specific number, the exact number. 49% of all power in the U.S., that's electrical power to every type of factory, business, restaurant, school, church, car dealership, shopping malls, everything. Golf courses, tennis courts, pools, your house. They knock that out, you're going to see energy easily double in prices on top of all the inflation. And so we can never adjust to what they do. That's why every year they jack up the price and then lower it, and then jack it up and lower it so that clean-burning systems don't get developed and deployed into the market on their own. They let markets build up, and they knock the feet out from under them. Same thing with ethanol. Same thing with biodiesel. They're slick. They manage the world's economy. And if you think they're managing it now, get ready. For the sake of argument, for the sake of being adults, for those that believe that global warming, well, now they admit it isn't global warming. Now they say it's getting cold again, so climate change, can't have climate change. The Earth naturally has climate change. Warmer, historically, according to anthropologists and biologists and archaeologists, is better for life forms on average, better for crop yields, But let's just say that man-made global warming is real and it's just going to kill us all. We're all dead. We all saw that Hollywood movie, Day After Tomorrow, and it's all true. And we're all dead if we don't accept world government and taxation. How is moving what's left of industry in Europe, the United States, and Japan, moving that to China and India and Mexico, and 160 other countries that are exempt, which all the major studies that are out there, and we've linked to them on the websites, that will increase the amount of carbon dioxide because it will leave a nation that already has a lot of cleaner burning systems, and that will move it to countries with no controls who have said on record they will never adopt it, and the UN doesn't intend for them to adopt it because it's about moving the industry further, de-industrializing the West so we can be controlled. It's feudalism, serfdom. It's a management system. They don't want upwardly mobile, self-sufficient, independent people. That's stated in all the major globalist UN, Club of Rome, CFR documents. So what is it you can't get about that simple fact I just stated? You are so wedded to slank Republicans on talk radio still say WMDs were found in Iraq and still say Saddam carried out 9/11. I mean, even if you believe the official fairy tale that 19 guys from a cave did it, even people that still believe that major overall fairy tale, most people don't believe the fairy tale that's admitted by the government to not be true, that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with it. But still, around 30%, you can go pull this up. Just Google. I know I've seen the headlines from before the numbers went down of 54% of America still believes Saddam carried out 9/11. But, you know, type in 35% still believe Saddam involved in 9/11. And you'll see the articles. Point is, everything I say, you can pull up. Well, just like you've got the Democrats, because that's one of their policies. That's part of their little religious cult. That's part of their fake belief system. That's how they get accepted at the tea house or the coffee house or acting trendy, you know, down at the Unitarian Church or whatever, or at the local atheist hangout, is that, oh, my gosh, we've got climate change. We've got to restrict carbon dioxide. The UN's own report said man-made carbon dioxide accounted for 6% of the increase, not 6% of the total, 6% of the increase. And then all these top scientists and climatologists and ice core specialists and solar experts have gone and discredited that, and the UN's had to back off of that and said, okay, it's 2%. But see, people don't read UN documents. They don't read what's really being said. They just, it's on the Weather Channel, it's on TV, every nature show. I can't even let my children watch a nature show because it's all about humans are bad and all the animals are dying and global warming's evil and these evil caterpillars are eating oak trees because of climate change. And I mean, I watched like 20 minutes of TV with my wife last night laying in bed. We just said, oh, let's watch a little TV. Turn it on. And we were watching PBS or something, and it was these, it was like in the Netherlands, these evil caterpillars eating oak trees. And it said, they're scary. They slither up the side and eat the leaves. Of course, they're indigenous from there, and that's what they do. And but it said scary and slimy and what are they called? Procession pillars. The procession caterpillar. And it was just like, and it would play like music, like me, and show it, and, you know, crawling. Oh, global warming. They just add it into everything. And adults are like children, you know, watching. And we were flipping to the TV, and we're like, is this, it's just so ridiculous. It's so mindless. It's so pointless on every channel. And it's all overload with, you know, we flipped over and Spider-Man 2 or something was on, and every time they went to break and came back, they would have like 50 TVs flashing in the background and strobe lights going. It was all about mind control. All right. I'm going to get into Alan Greenspan arrogantly on the Lehr NewsHour, openly saying what we've said for years. The Federal Reserve can do whatever it wants and is beholden to no one. And we'll get into the new Bretton Woods world government takeover set for this weekend. Stay with us.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. It is the 12th day now. Wow, time is really flying. The 12th day on this Wednesday, 2008, ladies and gentlemen. And Ralph Nader's coming up. Alan Watt, Gary Franchi. More on the Second Amendment with Larry Pratt. That's the lineup for you today. All right, I watched pretty much all of Henry Paulson's press conference today. And it was just a bunch of gobbledygook, fake financial numbers thrown out, terms thrown out, lies like the economy's great, everything's fixed, everything's back on track. He kept saying total transparency by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, total transparency by federal agencies, total transparency to Congress and the American people, total checks and balances and protections for the taxpayers. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, they gave Congress blacked out documents on hundreds of billions of dollars handed out to private banks, and then the tens of billions of dollars in fees for brokerage firms to hand the money out for the government. No discussion of the head person running this, Kashkari, is the gopher and lieutenant, the protege of Paulson, also of Goldman Sachs. They're now adding to the Federal Reserve one of the people that employed one of the brokerage firms and looted it. So it's just a total insider free-for-all. They admit that major brokerage firms like Goldman Sachs are taking all total globally more than $50 billion of bailout money and giving that to their executives as bonuses. And they said that. That's in the British news, you know, $14 billion, 7 million pounds in the U.S., 25 billion plus. I mean, it's just all right there in the news, just in bonuses for themselves. They are directly taking the money and bragging to the New York Times, oh, we're not really in trouble. We're going to buy up good banks and good assets and then just let all the other smaller banks fail, and then we'll use regulators in the government who take those over and then hand them to us with all the assets of the banks. I mean, this is just crime at every level. Unless people get confused, earlier I was talking about looking up the number of Americans that still believe, changing subjects, that Saddam had WMDs. I was saying that previously, in the first few years after 9/11, it was something like 55% remember, thought Saddam. The headline was more than half of Americans believe Saddam involved in 9/11. And then I'm saying today you can Google it, and it's last time I saw it, like 30%. I think that was about 6 months ago. The reason I digress and get back into 9/11 and is because somebody sent me an email this morning going, you're a liar. I went out to Robert Mueller Airport, and it's a shopping mall and a movie studio. There's no FEMA camp out there. You're a liar. And I had remembered seeing that on a YouTube comment. It's got 500,000 views up there, the little video excerpt of myself 2 months before 9/11 predicting it. And I just so it happened to see a comment there saying the same thing, so it must be the same guy. Hey, if you want to believe that, go ahead. You want to believe I'm a liar and play mental games and falsify reality so you can say you're right, be my guest. I have the video myself of the security guard saying, don't videotape this building and get out of here. They put in bolts and chains and barbed wire inside. And then I called the local news about it, and local Fox did a news piece and said that it was an emergency, federally paid-for holding center during civil unrest. Just like in Denver, they built a secret camp and told reporters that it wasn't a camp and then got caught lying about it. Just like Pier 57 in New York was secret and federally paid for, and they kept more than 2,000 people in it, inside barbed wire fences, sitting in the 75-year-old bus terminal and all those chemicals and oil on the floor. So Pier 57 exists. The secret camp in Denver exists. The one out at Mueller, I haven't checked in 2 years. 2 years ago, they still had the hangar. It's a big airport. Shut down airport. It's a big airport. It's a 747 hangar, and they made it into a makeshift relocation facility. And that's been on the news, and you can lie all day long and say it doesn't exist, but it does. But, again, this is the denial I deal with. The Army admits they have secret civilian inmate labor camps that were secret from 10 years to 86 to 96 when they declassified it. That's even on the Wikipedia page. It's on the Army.mil website. And then now they've expanded it to 24 camps, and it's no longer secret. And they're building more camps for the American people. And you can just say it's not true all day long, but, you know, reality's still there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
You know what's on the agenda? Gun control, total amnesty, North American Union ID cards already being advertised and given out to the public by the feds. You know what's coming. It's just going to be a free-for-all, 100-day march, an orgy of foreign banker looting coming up this weekend. Now, again, we know that at the Bilderberg Group meeting 2.5 years ago, in Ottawa, Canada, from our sources inside, that they were going to implode the subprime mortgage first. That way they could blame it on the public and say the public was responsible, that key psychological position, and that they would then cut off liquidity worldwide, cause a massive slowdown in the world economic system, Main Street grinding to a halt, and the bankers would grandstand and fearmonger and say, out of this crisis, we've got to have a new order, we've got to punish the corrupt financial institutions. And how do they do that? By giving themselves tens of trillions globally of taxpayer money and of setting up an expanded world regulatory body run by the very institutions, the very private banks. And I watched Paulson this morning. He kept saying, we apologize to the world. We are so sorry for what we have done. America is so bad. We are terrible. I mean, over. I mean, he probably said it 6-7 times. My mouth was hanging open. We apologize to Europe. We apologize to the world. We shouldn't have given these bad loans to these people that didn't have money. It's the American people's fault, and it's our bank's fault. Meanwhile, the banks are really offshore and setting up world government. So we're sorry. We're going to pay for it. That means the American people. Your tax money to give them all the cash, which isn't even used to unfreeze the markets. They want the markets frozen so they can drive down the prices of the real economy to buy it up. This is really very simple. And I tell full-grown business majors this stuff, and they can't understand me. I tell people that have degrees. But again, their degrees are in a bunch of fake flim-flam, and their degrees are only within a very narrow spectrum of the real economic system. They analyze only a very limited area. I mean, here's the parallel. It's like the ocean. You've got the surface area for the first 100 feet or so, then you've got the twilight zone, then you've got the dark zone. Well, they just inhabit a few feet of one of those zones instead of wide spectrum analysis. I mean, a lot of mainline business majors will tell you the Federal Reserve is governmental. They will claim it is accountable to the Treasury. They will tell you it is accountable to the Congress. And that's not true. The president appoints the decade-plus-long term of a Fed chairman. But the rest of the Fed Board of Governors is completely private. And they run and control the economy. They run and control the president. So the president always appoints who they want, whether it's Volcker or whether it's Greenspan or now Bernanke. And they see us as dumb animals that deserve to be slaves. It's funny to them. And so just like 30% of the public or more thinks Saddam carried out 9/11 still, even though the government admits he didn't, you've got a large portion of the public that can't admit they were lied to, so they will continue to say the Federal Reserve is government and the Federal Reserve is beholden to Congress. They will continue to say that Barack Obama is changing what's happening with Wall Street and going to fix it when he is their man. Their Pied Piper to con the public long enough for the New World Order to openly be set up. And what did we always tell you for decades it would be? Because the globalists told us in their own think tank documents, it would be after a world economic crisis they engineered, they said they would do it, and then they would set up a world regulatory body over all the currencies and stock markets and financial transactions, and then you would pay an environmental tax on everything you do. Hundreds of new taxes per country, and a percentage would be paid to the private inner group of banks, making them finally openly government. So it isn't the government taking over the banks. It's a private group of banks taking over the rest of the free market, other financial institutions, insurance companies, brokerage firms, credit unions, and the real economy, and the government. And you're going to see them at this new Bretton Woods II agree on a set of, quote, reforms to, quote, fix things. And then they'll plunge the market even more and say, see, we need this right now. Accept this right now. And the public will say, no, we're not for it. And then they'll go on TV and say, the public says they're for it. Good. We'll now go to a basket of currencies run by these private banks, and they will regulate the United States and Europe and the world. And they will have a list of demands for the United States, just like they've had for hundreds of third world countries. It's the IMF World Bank list of over 100 demands, and it will be privatize your water districts, your school districts, your government, your police, your power companies, your roads, everything. Now, that'll be on that end. The companies will pay nothing. They will just be given everything, and then you will still pay taxes to government and to the private banks and fees, and then, on average, your service will triple. Water, trash pickup, just watch. Roads, everything. They are going to squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you till it's like Argentina that was first world, where middle-class people by the millions are living on the streets. And it's 8 years after that control collapsed, they're still there. They like it. They like flying over in helicopters. and seeing people in shanty towns. They enjoy hurting families. They enjoy control. It's about dominance. It's like a dog hiking its leg and urinating on a smaller dog. Or a cowed dog. A lot of times the little dog can cow the big dog because it just doesn't believe in itself. That's like us. So hiking their leg, appointing foreigners and dual citizens to run the White House, just hiking the leg, urinating on you. And then going on TV with Paulson and saying, you deserve this. You did this. America apologizes to the world for what we've done, and now we're ready to be punished with economic sanctions, like we're Germany after World War I and we've lost some war and we're going to pay reparations. That's what they're saying. And so, of course, England and Germany and Russia and Japan and China and Brazil, they all are having economic bailouts. They're all run by crooks, too. So they're all, quote, let's bail out the help the people. Let's give $565 billion to select Chinese companies and banks from the Chinese taxpayer. Hooray! That'll fix it. Hey, let's give now $500+ billion. You can convert that into pounds to private select banks in England of taxpayer money they'll have to pay back. Yes! Let's give 600 and something billion in Germany. Yay! Let's give 400 and something billion in France to the private bankers. Yes, that will show them for what they did. The magnitude of it. But not only do they get all the money that we have to pay back in taxes and inflation, devaluation of currency, but they set up the new order and be the saviors. Now, this is Alan Greenspan. He says a lot of other horrible things. The clip's up on InfoWars.com. But in fact, John, I don't have the sheet of paper in front of me. What's the title of the YouTube video? Were you on air just now? Okay.
Greenspan admits the Federal Reserve is above the law. Answers to no one.
Okay, if you want to Google it, there it is. This is Greenspan on the Lair News Hour. And he just arrogantly says there's nothing the Congress, nothing the government, nothing anyone can do. And then he quasi-implies it's governmental. Now, think about that. In our government, it's supposed to all be about checks and balances and accountability and transparency. And the private banks running the world, setting up all these world rules through world government, global governance, they're always telling us over and over and over and over again, you've got to be transparent. We've got to know everything you're doing without a warrant. We've got to watch your every move. We've got to watch all these third world countries that are owned by the bankers who made the money out of nothing, enforced it with our military. And then he just says, hey, I can do whatever I want. There's nothing anyone can do about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve stands alone and does whatever it wants. And, folks, it is the management arm of Chase Manhattan, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. Those are the banks that own the Federal Reserve publicly. There's been congressional hearings decades ago about it. And they engineered runs on banks before 1913, and they said, oh, this will fix it. We'll never have another run on a bank, another crisis. And then the mother of all crises, they engineered by cutting off liquidity in 29. It took a full year to get into the depths of the Depression. They're doing the same thing right now, and they grandstand again as the saviors. They were so bold then, they ordered the public to turn their gold into the government, and the government and the people did it. And they gave them paper back and then doubled the price of gold a year later. I mean, there's no end to the level of arrogance. And here's the deal. They are going to continue to push and push and push. As the founding father, George Washington, said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you will tolerate. They will not stop. They will never quit. They will never quit pushing until you say no. And they know the public is cowed and whooped and on its back, on its belly, begging, and they're not going to give us quarter. So here is this snake who changed the rules to let the private banks issue endless liquidity to buy up real assets, and now they're leaving us holding the bag while posing as the saviors. Here he is saying that they are accountable to no one but themselves, and they can do whatever they want. Now, in the legislation the House passed, they say the Treasury can now join them in the crime and literally merge with the banks. The banks are taking it over. Not, it's not taking them over. They had no voting share. And they can do whatever they want. And, of course, they say, we've spent $2 trillion. We won't tell Congress where it went. Here's some blacked-out documents. And then he goes on TV today while publicly saying, and Bloomberg reporting, and AP reporting, that they won't give any of the information out, even to Congress, which is above them, but they say, no, you're not. We have the executive and the military that says they'll back us up. Sit down and shut up. He has the nerve, Paulson, to go on TV today and say, this is total transparency, total taxpayer protection, on and on and on, complete lies. This is a heist in the open. And they're not going to stop here, folks. That's why I know they're going for broke. That's why I'm so disquieted in my soul. That's why I'm so upset. You haven't seen, I haven't seen, we haven't seen anything yet. They're going to take, I mean, they're going to make us a total third world country very quickly. They want you bankrupt. They want you destitute. Because then they can really pose as the savior. And then you'll accept gun control. Then you'll accept military on the streets because of rioting. Then you'll accept total tyranny. This is so cold-blooded and so evil and so greedy and so self-centered. Let's go ahead and play Alan Greenspan. It's unbelievable.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with the presidents.
Well, I know that you mentioned it in the book, and everybody knew about it at the time, that President George H.W. Bush blamed you, partly at least, for his re-election loss.
I think he said fully.
I think fully. You're right. I'm trying to put a help you out there a little bit. What is it you did that so
All right, let's stop right there. Now, did you hear? That's why he was made Fed chairman, because he's slick. That was lawyer talk. Did you hear Alan Greenspan, the economist, say we are an independent agency? An agency, that goes back to letter of mark. That just means a group hired. Agencies are really privately hired and organized organizations outside government. That's why once the Congress commissioned officers, now the military just hires mercenaries, does whatever it wants. It was all about Congress having the control. Now you have the private Federal Reserve, and he says, oh, well, he implies, knowing the population's ignorant semantically to the words he's using, oh, we're an independent agency. We're independent from Congress and the president. We do whatever we want. And that's morally good, he implied. And that no one can have oversight. No one can audit them. They've never been audited. No one can look at them. Oh, that's good. Oh, yes, just trust you in a black hole guarded by private guards to do whatever you want with our money. And, of course, they've robbed us. They're raping us now. That's what happens. They just laugh at us. Then he goes on to say, no agency of government can interfere with us. So see, then he implies they're a government agency, but he uses the word agency. Then he says, no agency of government can interfere with us. So again, semantically implying that they're part of government again. Now, fraud and criminality, I don't care if you have a contract. I don't care if you got the Federal Reserve Act. Congress can repeal that. Congress can investigate you. Grand juries can arrest your criminal butt, Alan Greenspan. You are not the new emperor. You do not have the divine right of kings. And that was decided in 1215 at Runnymede that kings are not God. And that kings can't do whatever they want. And Richard Nixon isn't a king. And Bill Clinton isn't a king. And George W. Bush isn't a king. And you are not a king, you little criminal. you little bank-robbing bastard. And the same goes for Bernanke. And the same goes for Henry Paulson and the Treasury. I don't care if you threatened Congress with martial law and said, give us unlimited power, vote us a blank check, hand over your authority to us, sign a congressional treaty with the private Federal Reserve to let them take over. That's what that bill was. It's a fraud. It's abhorrent. But cops and the public and everybody else have been trained, as long as somebody in a suit says it on TV and has a blue background behind them, everything's okay. So we've got to ask, I mean, how far are we going to let them go? I mean, is $2 trillion in 5 weeks enough? I mean, it's not just the robbing the Treasury. That they're now going to expand their power over our lives and put a carbon tax on everything we do and shut down our factories and farms and ranches and take our guns? I mean, we're going to let them say that's their divine right to do that? We'll be back with the Youth Brigades.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is the place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat. Something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The International Crime Syndicate, the Federal Reserve, are internationalist. They don't care about running America into the ground. In fact, they want to. And CNBC and a lot of other major TV financial channels, Bloomberg, CNN Money, they're all saying the U.S. will probably lose its AAA rating. Here was a top brokerage firm out of China. Well, German-based in China. CNBC last night talking about the U.S. losing its AAA rating. Here it is.
Martin, I must admit some of your pretty dire expectations for the U.S., some of them came to pass, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on what needs to happen here in the U.S. to dig ourselves out of this situation.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, I don't see that the U.S., even with another stimulus package, could rescue itself, because most of their industry, industrial capacity have already been, you know, depleted. It has gone overseas. So I don't think there's much industry really to stimulate back into life. And the other thing is, unlike China, who do have a lot of cash, who do have very low government debt, and so it's easy for them to splash out some cash. But in the United States, there's already a funding crisis, and they will have to sell a lot more bonds next year to fund the bailout packages that have already been signed off. And so I think the U.S. might be on course to actually lose AAA rating. You know, even the chairman of sovereign ratings for Standard & Poor's has warned that there's a lot of pressure now on the U.S. AAA rating. And you have seen...
But see, they don't care. And then they go on and talk about big European funds and others suspending trading of U.S. securities because people just aren't buying them now. They offer them and it's not being bought at auction. You understand, folks, when more money's created, it has to be sold as debt for people to buy it because we have a private Federal Reserve who sells it and makes the profit. These private bastard bankers sit there because they bought off our Congress in 1913 and they sell bonds that we have to pay back in tax money to foreign investors, and then they get the profit from selling them for nothing. And what do they do for us letting them have this power? They rape us. They set us up and then blame the American people and have a Treasury Secretary get up there and blame the American people and say, we're so sorry America's bad, when these are foreign European banks. The Federal Reserve is mainly European-owned, Rothschild-owned, and is openly doing this. And by the way, I see people all over the web making fun of me saying the Rothschilds don't exist, or if they do, they don't have any power. The big UAE news article... In fact, I just had that in my stack and then never got around to it. Openly said 2 days ago in the United Arab Emirates major national newspaper in an interview that they are setting up a world government and that the Rothschilds basically run large parts of it. He just says, we're setting up global government and run by banks worldwide, and he called it a new world order. He said global government, global governance, new world order, and we run it. I mean, you've got, in fact, where is it? I just can't keep track of it anymore. And then people just sit around and they laugh about all of it. I'm going to cover that later. Where is it? They laugh about it like it's funny. Well, I know it's up on Prison Planet. I know it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And then I've got all these people living in denial about Barack Obama's website, change.gov, that they sponged, that they covered up, that they erased a bunch of it Saturday. We reported last week. I just went there and read it with horror. America Serves was the link. And it says mandatory service basically for everybody up until they're 70. National draft, you've got to join the military and serve. I mean, and then now we have Rahm Emanuel telling the New York Daily News this in an interview, and people are still in denial. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here with this level of denial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.